We have a current champion by the name of Gary Reed. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Gary's a teacher married to a teacher. I know you teach swimming. What does your wife teach?
She teaches dental assisting. Girls that want to become dental assistants.
Yes, in fact, we had a young lady who was a dental hygienist that you just knocked off without credit. In fact, you are destroying the ladies this week, Gary.
I'm very sorry.
That's the way the game is played. We had a young lady here last week, I guess, won $26,000, destroyed the guys. So this is get even time, okay?
Right.
All right. Don't be embarrassed, really. All right.
Not embarrassed.
Our Miss Circle is Blanche Russell, originally from Dallas, Texas. You live here in Southern California now.
Right, I sure do.
Blanche is in public relations, likes golf, and enjoys watching all other sports. Good for you. No cash. You lost the first game.
And I hope you're wrong about him destroying all the ladies.
Well, that's what you've got to do. You've got to lash out on this show, Blanche, and catch up.
I'm trying.
All right. We'll have a commercial, and then we'll return and play a secret square game right after this.
She's cute little, fun little, pedal pretty. Waddling, pedaling, pedal pretty.
Featuring a poster headboard from Broyhill Industries. Also, a queen-size Bemco Quilterama Posture One set, a firm mattress that isn't hard, created by Bemco to give you gentle support all night. And from St. Mary's Playmaker Collection of Joan Namath Superstyles, colorful designs on easy care sheets, handsome bedspreads, and plush cotton towels. Also, Frigidaire's heavy-duty washer and big-capacity dryer take on a full 18-pound load. Pamper permanent press and knits from Frigidaire, Home Environment Division of General Motors.
That's still the home line. It's the secret square. As you know, the stars are brief before the show to help them with the bluffs. Now, yesterday it was Trish Van Devere. They may go right back. You never know. But, Gary, it's your turn.
Wayne Rogers, please.
True or false? A study at the University of Southern California shows that in some cases, brassiere snaps, can be harmful to your health.
Well, not to my health. Bra straps can be harmful to your health.
True or false?
I didn't know girls wore bras anymore. Well, when they do, they are harmful.
He said it's true.
In some cases, I'll agree.
Certain metals in the snaps can cause skin problems, as an example. And with an exit, okay, glad you're good.
I'm going to try George C. Scott, please.
George C. Scott. Here we go. George.
Yes.
Sure. Can a wife take her husband to court to collect a debt?
Take him to court. You don't mean by the hand. You mean can she sue him?
That's right. Take him to court just to collect the debt.
Collect the debt. No, she cannot.
I agree.
She has the same rights as any other creditor. It is yes. And you're on a streak, George. Put an X there. Gary.
Gil and Blanche. Very pretty Trish.
Trish Van Devere, not the secret square, but for $1,200 in the championship. In what city, or rather what city in the world, is referred to as Sodom by the Sea? As in Gomorrah. Sodom by the Sea. What city in the world is referred to as Sodom by the Sea?
I see. All right. Sodom by the Sea. It would probably be in France. Let's go for Marseille.
Marseille.
I disagree.
Hollywood, California. Put an X there. I've been informed that Robert Fuller from Emergency was our secret square, and we'll add something to that tomorrow and say goodbye to Blanche.
Yeah.
Hi, Blanche.
That was fast.
Hey, Joni commented on your lovely outfit and the one you wore yesterday,
you.
And you are so beautiful, and that's why we have neat party gifts,
well,
okay?
Thank
you, Blanche
that.
Russell. Bye-bye. Thank you, hello, dear. How are you? And are you Thelma Bailey?
That's right.
Sit right down, Thelma. Say hello to Gary Reed. Selma is from Wichita, Kansas. My son's played baseball there for the last
few... We have seen him many times.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, that's very kind. We'll have a commercial and we'll talk about my kid, okay? We'll be right back.
What are you doing?
Taking off my eye makeup.
With Vaseline petroleum jelly?
Well, I use fancy creams.
Hey, what are you doing?
Getting these hands in shape.
With Vaseline petroleum jelly?
Best thing when they're roughed up.
What are you doing?
Keeping my little Susie happy.
With Vaseline petroleum jelly.
Helps prevent diaper rash.
What are you doing?
Moisturizing my dry skin.
With Vaseline petroleum jelly.
Beats lotions.
Vaseline petroleum jelly. The skin survival kit.
Pop, it's 2 a.m.
This nagging backache. I can't sleep.
You did too much. I'll get you Doane's pills tomorrow. Here, take these.
When nagging backache due to overexertion or everyday stress and strain comes on, Doane's pain-relieving action often brings temporary relief and lets you get a good night's sleep.
I'll do that paint job today.
Bob!
For relief of nagging backache, Doane's pills.
Selma, you're visiting, right?
That's right.
And Selma is celebrating her 50th wedding anniversary. Congratulations. You, I guess your husband is a retired market manager?
That's right.
And they have a daughter and one granddaughter. And good luck on the show and pick a star.
Thank you. Vincent Price.
Hello.
Vinny.
True or false? Don't get too close to Vinny and they may never celebrate your 51st. True or false? As long as they live, fish never stop growing.
Gee, we better tell Charlie the tuna before it's too late. He's a big fish. As long as the
fish never stop growing, as long as...
No, I believe that.
He said that's true.
I believe it, too.
It is true. Good yeah. Start with a circle, Gary.
Go River.
True or false? Studies show that people tend to lose respect for a handsome man who gets hitched to a homely girl.
First of all, it never happens. You know, because women... If a man could be homely, come on, Peter. Why do you ask me dumb questions? A woman has to be gorgeous. Look at Onassis and Jackie. She had looked like him. He never would have married her. You know.
Hello.
Yes, that's very true, which isn't fair, by the way. I just want to go on record.
She said it's true, but it's not fair.
Repeat it one more time.
All right. People tend to lose respect for a handsome man who gets hitched to a homely woman.
I agree.
That is a sad critique, but
you're
it's true.
You're telling me, Peter.
Yes. All right. We have a nice day. Selma?
Jim.
According to columnist Earl Wilson.
I beg your pardon?
According to columnist Earl Wilson, what film star had the greatest mustache of all time?
That was Anna Maria Alberghetti.
To be a friend of mine, Jan.
She's a friend of mine, too.
Well, she was a friend of yours. She's still a friend of mine.
Right. But she'll have some friends come over from Sicily tomorrow, and we'll have a long chat.
What film's got the greatest mustache of all time?
The greatest mustache of all time... I think it was John Gilbert.
John Gilbert.
An old silence.
You disagree? Good for you. I would have voted for Douglas Fairbanks Jr. I love or Melvin Douglas. No, Clark Gable, which was not a bad
Clark
thing.
Gable had a mustache?
Charles, it's your turn, dear.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, my love. Listen carefully now.
Yes, sir.
According to the column Modern Manners, do you read Modern Manners?
I read everything.
Good. What's the proper utensil to use for putting butter into your baked potato?
Oh, that is a good question for Vincent Price because he's an aristocrat. you just say a little fork.
A little fork.
Little special fork.
Or a big fork, but a fork.
I agree.
Yeah, it's the fork. Okay, you have the luck, Donna. Are George C. Scott and Randolph Scott related?
Peter, I told you I had questions on war! Or on generals like General Patton, General Foods, General Motors, General Hospital. Let me think about that for a second.
It's the mark of a great actor.
I would say ridiculous.
Said no, they're not related.
I agree.
Are you related to Randolph Scott, George? No. You have a circle there. Okay.
Wayne Rogers.
Wayne. True or false? All of the ingredients for making a reasonably edible Polish sausage can be found in the average garage. Now that's not a joke. This is the question. I don't see
all the
ingredients for making a reasonable edible Polish sausage can be found in the average garage. True or false?
Oh, I think that's a slur. I don't think so.
He says that's false. It's a slur.
I agree with Wayne.
I think it's a slur, too, but it's false.
Good.
All right, you have the block gum at your turn. For $200, George. If you win this gum, you'll be the first lady to, I think, win any money off Gary Reed here. So good luck on this, dear. In history.
Here we go.
What famous scientist leaped naked from his tub shouting, Eureka?
Famous scientist?
Yeah, in history.
Left famous scientist
naked from his tub shouting, Eureka.
Eureka. Yes. That would be, Galileo.
I disagree.
It was Archimedes who said, I have found it, Eureka! It was a little boat. A little boat. You have $200, Sam. Congratulations. We'll be right back. Good.
This is Orville, Ohio. We're just a little town with kids ankle deep in daydreams. Nice family town where lots of folks work for Smuckers, the jelly people. You just know people who live, play, and work like this have to make a good product.
And with a name like Smuckers, it has to be good.
It has to be good.
No, I'm not having a party.
Why do it?
Why no?
Go to market to buy a fat pig. Then what do you do?
You sit on a tuffet or something. No, wait, you say that again?
To market to buy a fat pig. Then what do you do?
Market to buy a fat pig. And you eat a... some kind of fig. I don't remember exactly.
Gary?
I disagree.
No, you go home again, jiggity jig. Yes, with an X. All right, Salva, you're there.
Rich.
True or false? A district attorney in Arizona once won a murder conviction when he showed the similarities between his case and one of Perry Mason's mystery novels.
That's an instant impression of Raymond Burr.
I would have to, I can't answer that, Peter. Where are the cue cards?
That's an inside joke.
Very inside. I would probably say the answer to that is true.
And you'll agree? The cases were proved similar, and the judge was convinced. Interesting. With a circle. All right, Gary.
Vincent Price.
In what famous work of literature will you laugh and cry when you read what happens to the carpenter, the weaver, the nun, the monk, and the wife of Bath?
The Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
I agree.
Right. Well, another X. Dalma, your turn, yeah?
Jan Murray.
Jan. What did we have in America first, pantyhose or the pill? Well,
well, the pantyhose weren't quite as reliable.
Pantyhose or the pill? What did we have in America first, pantyhose or the pill?
Which pill are you talking?
Well, you know what pill. Now, cut that out.
You know, I think we had the pill a little before pantyhose.
The pill.
I think.
We did have the pill.
That's
yes,
what I...
with a circle, all right. Gary, you can.
George C. Scott.
Literary historians have remarked that the famous writer Christopher Marlowe might have equaled the great Shakespeare if something had not happened to Marlowe when he was 29 years of age. What happened to Christopher Marlowe at the age of 29?
He was stabbed to death through the eye.
He was killed.
I agree.
That's right. He was killed during a brawl in a tavern. Yes, with an X. All right, tell me your turn.
Trish Van Devere.
Something just occurred to me. Trish Van Devere, who is Mrs. George C. Scott and stars in The Savages Loose, which is their new motion picture. I know that Rex Reed gave the picture a rave, and all the critics have been talking particularly about your performance. Now, say you win an Academy Award, all right? All right. You are nominated and win. Will you accept...
You would bring that up now while he's right here.
Sure.
Yeah.
George will for you.
All right. Trish, according to a recent survey, 9 out of 10 women said that there were 2 main essentials to a good marriage.
Now,
love.
Woman.
Love
yes.
Oh. Is one essential. Love. What is the other essential besides love?
Well, you could say money, but that's not really essential. Well, you have to have good health. Let's go with that.
Thelma, now you're 50 years, celebrating your 50th year of marriage. Love is one essential. What's the other? Trish said health.
I think that's true.
No, the essentials are, I would say health, yes, but love and communication. That's the other thing. We cannot put an X there. Gary, you'll have that opportunity after we sell this product. We'll be back.
Introducing new cool Brace Denture Adhesive. Brace freshens your mouth and really holds. Brace even holds against hot coffee. I've lined this cup with Brace. Now, press on the saucer. Will Brace hold if I turn it over? Well, Brace has an exclusive formula of 3 strong, water-resistant plastics. So, Brace holds.
Two of only 4 twins mentioned in the Bible. Who is Esau's famous twin brother? I'll repeat the question. Jacob and Esau were 2 of only 4 twins mentioned in the Bible. Who was Esau's famous twin brother?
Peter, I'm going to have to go with Isaac.
I disagree.
No, it's Jacob. You see, Jacob and Esau were only 2 of 4 twins.
Gotcha.
The others were Perez and Zerah. So, we have an X and $1,400 for Gary Reed. Tell us, pick a star, dear.
Well, I'll pick Vincent Price.
All right.
Right in line with you, right in the age group.
After once being removed, can your tonsils really grow back?
Oh, yes, they can. I've had them out 3 times.
Selma?
I agree.
Yeah, and your adenoids also, right. With a circle, right?
Joan Rivers.
According to the book, The Grammar of Cooking,
Do I know that book?
At the supermarket, should you avoid wrinkled asparagus?
So evil today. I am so wrinkled. I kept saying, Edgar's laugh lines, these wrinkles he said on your thighs. It's just, you know. So, I don't like to talk about wrinkles in any sense, and I don't know any about cooking, so it's going to have to be a guess.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. Yes or no, but should you avoid...
The bee on the oven is burned. But I would avoid, just personally, a wrinkled asparagus.
I disagree.
You'd never buy them, according to the book, The Grammar of Cooking. And you have a circle there. Interesting game. All right, Selma, your turn, dear.
Rich Little.
We all know that there's a cat now in the White House. But where do they keep the cat litter box?
In the Spiro Agnew room, which is a little closet off the Oval Room. No, where do they keep
the litter box?
Where do they keep the litter box? Anywhere in the White House it can be?
Yeah. We know they have a cat there, but where do they keep the litter box? These and other important things you find out on the Hollywood Squares.
Well, knowing President Ford the way I do, after studying his voice very carefully, I would say it was the kitchen.
The kitchen.
I disagree.
You see, it's Susie's, his daughter Susan's cat, so they keep it in her quarters. Yes, it's in Susan's room. All right, with a circle. Gary, your turn.
Robert Fuller.
Robert, in children's literature, who got in trouble for eating a house? Eating a house in children's...
Let me hear that one more time, Peter.
Sure. In children's literature, who got in trouble for eating a house?
Oh, Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Disagree.
No. That's the way to play the game, Beef. No, it was Hansel and Gretel. It was the gingerbread house. Remember, owned by the witch. Okay, Selma.
And Wayne Rogers to win.
For the championship and $400. According to the Fresno Bee, is there a perfect wine to drink with chili, yes or no?
According to the Fresno Bee, a perfect wine. No.
To drink with chili.
No.
No.
I'll agree with you.
And no wine goes well with chili. In fact, we have a brand new champion. Selma Daly. Congratulations to you, Selma.
Thank you, Peter.
What a neat way to celebrate your 50th wedding anniversary.
It really is.
Well, Gary, you've done really splendidly on the show. $1,400 in cash, and we'd love to see teachers win money. We really do. We appreciate you, and thank you for playing the Hollywood Squares. Gary Reed. Thank you, sir. This, ladies and gentlemen, for Portland, Oregon, is actor. Hi, Lloyd. Sit right down. Welcome to our show. This is Selma Bailey. Relax for just a moment here because they want me to do this commercial. We'll be back.